The Bronx District Attorney's Office declines to prosecute alleged criminals more often than any other prosecutor's office in the city. And as you heard on WNYC yesterday, one of the main reasons the office abandons thousands of cases every year is because of a unique policy the Bronx DA's office follows. If a victim doesn't cooperate with prosecutors within 24 hours after an arrest, the office will almost always drop the case. Here's the Chief Assistant District Attorney in the Bronx, Odalis Alonzo.
Our office has had for a very long time this policy, if you want to call it, that our victims have to come forward early.
The DA's office says they build better cases this way, but as WNYC's Elsa Chang reports, this policy may be causing prosecutors to give up on cases too soon in the Bronx. It's a community where immediate cooperation is hard to come by because so many people don't trust law enforcement.
If you set out to look for people in the Bronx who have walked away without charges after getting arrested for a crime, you don't need to look very hard. At Bronx Criminal Court, they literally line up for roll call.
If I call your name, step off the line with your IDs in your hands, okay? Rolando Ace Arce, Jose Lisandro, Justin Watson.
Each of these individuals is about to find out that the Bronx District Attorney's Office has declined to prosecute the case against them.
Your case got dropped. This is the letter saying it got dropped. So you're done, okay?
Great. Thank you. I'm happy. You have a good day.
The people showing up today in front of a small blue window in the courthouse represent just a few of the 18,000 cases the Bronx DA declined to prosecute last year. State data shows the biggest category of cases dropped in the Bronx was assault cases, crimes involving victims. This morning, there's a mix of cases: assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and drug possession, to name a few. As these people saunter out of the courthouse, they look like a happy bunch.
I'm going to Disney World!
They're free to get on with their lives because their arrest records have been expunged. But now, try finding the victims of crimes that were dropped by Bronx prosecutors. And it's way, way harder. The Bronx DA has a policy toward crime victims. If you don't talk to us the first day, we will decline to prosecute. WNYC spent several days in the Bronx searching for people who say they were assaulted, but who chose not to cooperate with law enforcement. Prosecutors dropped their cases within hours after their alleged attackers were arrested because these victims wouldn't talk. We obtained a few of their names and addresses. Some people we tried had moved.
If you can hear me, could you please open your door?
One person did open the door, but refused to talk on tape. Most people just didn't answer. The Bronx DA staunchly defends its policy of requiring prosecutors to drop a case if a victim doesn't cooperate right away. Officials in the office say that guideline only strengthens the cases that do go forward, and therefore judges dismiss fewer of their cases later on. But the state data shows that's just not true. Even among the criminal cases that do proceed, the Bronx still has the second highest dismissal rate among the five boroughs. So what the numbers suggest is a disturbing reality. More alleged crimes go unprosecuted in the Bronx because the DA requires victims to cooperate right away. Critics say the Bronx is a place where police and prosecutors need days or weeks to get people to talk, because in this community, the first instinct is not to talk.
Oh, ain't nobody talking. Ain't none of that going down. Ain't nobody talking.
Derek Roberts has lived here in Forest Houses nearly all of his 29 years. It's a public housing complex in the South Bronx. The demographics of his block reflect most of the borough. The Bronx is 90% Black and Latino, has a huge immigrant population, and contains the poorest congressional district in the country. Robert says he doesn't have a single friend who would ever press charges if he were a victim of a crime. Because around here, he says, there's a little thing you follow called the code of the street.
The motto in the hood is keep your head down and your nose clean and you'll be all right. Mind my own business. It's safer. Being a busybody and all up in the middle of things can get you hurt in the neighborhood.
Walk around this complex and you'll find groups of people who agree with Roberts. People who say they've been stabbed, robbed, beat up, even shot. None of them ever wanted to get the police involved. And they say they certainly wouldn't go to prosecutors either, even if their attackers were arrested, because they fear retaliation.
If I knew the dude did it, I wouldn't tell him, miss, because that's how people come looking for you. It's the truth. I'm telling you. It's the truth, miss.
James Johnson is 17 years old. He says he was once beat up badly by a bigger kid when he was walking home from school. But he never reported it to the police because he heard the same boy went after someone else who did go to the cops. Around here, residents say they don't trust law enforcement to protect them because criminals keep coming back to the neighborhood even after they've been locked up. Melissa White has seen it too many times.
They can start all over again harassing you, and you're not getting relocated. You're going to still be in your hood dealing with the problem again. But at the end of the day, this is why people don't want to talk, because they have nowhere to go.
Police officers in the Bronx tell WNYC it's these attitudes that make crime fighting especially hard in this borough. But they argue the Bronx DA makes a bad situation even worse by expecting victims to talk within a day after an arrest. Cops say that's an unrealistic policy in a community that is prone not to talk. So it means too many cases get abandoned too quickly. Odalis Alonzo disagrees. She's the chief assistant DA in the Bronx.
We don't see it that way. I mean, I know you're saying like, oh, we're penalized. We are not penalizing any victim. We are telling the victims that they have that choice. Okay. And they also have the choice to come back.
But law enforcement experts say when you let a case hinge on whether a victim wants to immediately cooperate, it puts too much control in a victim's hands. Prosecutors represent the state, not the victim. Eugene O'Donnell is a former cop and prosecutor.
There are, for example, situations where the victim does not want to prosecute, where you actually have to play hardball and get them to come in because the person you're prosecuting represents a danger to other people that are not involved.
Cops say playing hardball with a victim can take a lot longer than a day. And even when a victim decides to cooperate, police officers say the Bronx DA doesn't always make it easy. Mike Connolly was a detective in the Bronx for 10 years and remembers personally escorting crime victims to the prosecutor's office to be interviewed. To coax them to stay, he'd ply them with free coffee and sandwiches. And even then, there were times the victim would have to wait hours for the prosecutors.
Sometimes they would be so busy, after waiting 4 or 5 hours, you have to come back tomorrow. We're closing. And you look at them, you're like, I've been here 5 hours with this gentleman. Guy's just like, I'm not coming back anymore. I'm not coming back. I can't afford to take off from work. I can't afford to leave my business. I don't have money for a babysitter for my kid. I can't come back.
And once that victim walks out that first day, the case will be declined. While the Bronx has had the highest decline to prosecute rate in the city for 13 of the last 16 years, state records show it has had the lowest jury conviction rate for DA Robert Johnson's entire 23-year tenure, except 1 year. Many residents in the Bronx say they've come up with their own justice system to hold people accountable for crimes. Just ask John Anderson. He's 42 and says he's been shot 3 times. He says if you want to make sure someone in the Bronx doesn't hurt you again, you fight crime with more crime.
I'm not going to call the police. I'm going to wait for it to die down, and I'm going to wait until you be slipping, and I'm going to catch you on my own. I'm going to see you one day, and it's just going to be me and you, and I'm going to give it to you the way you got to get it.
Anderson wouldn't elaborate on what he's done to retaliate against someone, but another crime victim did. Niecy James lives in Jackson Houses, another project in the South Bronx. WNYC couldn't confirm her story, but here's how she tells it. On a snowy night in 1994, she was robbed at gunpoint on the staircase of her building. She didn't go to the cops. She told her brothers about it instead.
Sure enough, we found him. We found him. And the cops found us pounding him out. We could have been likely in trouble like him because we gave him a beating of his life.
The man survived, and the police brought them all in for questioning. James says the man ended up getting prosecuted, but no one ever prosecuted her or her brothers for what they did. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.